Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, ni hao. In India, namaste. In Japan, konnichiwa. In Korea, annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, zdravstvuyte. In Germany, guten tag. In Poland, dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawbona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Health is not just an absence of disease. Health.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on The Female Solution.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. we can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
And that is your Monday Morning Mindfulness Report from our executive producer, Naima Latif. On the Female Solution. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. We're just here to start. Here we go with the Mindfulness Stress Release Session coming up at 7:15 exactly. Today is August 23rd. Happy Earth Day, Birthday, Born Day if you're celebrating the natal day. We celebrate you and the life that you live and the joy that you bring. And in case nobody's told you lately, I appreciate you. I especially appreciate those of you who are watching this morning and who are listening on our various channels. Today's topic is, you're going to love this one because you know I am always talking about pain, learning your nervous system's language to negotiate pain. Really? Negotiate pain? Okay, well, we will see exactly what that is coming up with Dr. CJ Minnie. She will be joining us today. And today's topic is, you know, it's all about energy. So we will learn some things today that we may or may have not known. And speaking of knowing things, and just in case you didn't know, I have updated my blog. There is just a ton of information there. I am so excited to be sharing this information with you. Josephine Baker becomes the first black woman given a parish burial honor. And if you don't know who Josephine Baker is, well, it's never too late to learn. Go to my blog, velvetspeaks.wordpress.com, and you will see that. I know you've heard of her. She's the American-born entertainer who left America because she couldn't get any props, just like Tina Turner did. And she went over there and just became a sensation. Told America to kiss her where the sun don't shine, so. Check it out on my blog, velvetspeaks.wordpress.com. Happy Earth Day, Birthday, Born Day to you. I said that already, but I said that for a reason, because somebody somewhere forgot to hear it, and I needed to say it again. And also, let us keep in prayer the sick, the shut-in, the non-believers, and those who just don't even have anyone to them during these challenging times. So there are lots of challenges going on in the world. You may know nothing about it, but consider yourself fortunate. If you're listening online this morning, I'd like to give a shout out to my family and my Big Woods family. We were out in DeSable Park yesterday all day getting our Big Woods on. And also thank you to my Big Woods buddies who came out this past Friday. We had a rooftop party and we played Big Rich, and I can't get enough of it. So I guess it's the older you get, it's the mental stimulation. So it was fun. I want to do it again. I can play Big Rich 7 days a week. I really do believe I could. I've never done it, but I believe I could. Anyway, if you're listening online and you want to join the conversation, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. And be sure and join us on our Facebook channel where you can leave comments, and also our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show. And as I already said, check out my blog, DelvaSpeaksAtWordPress.com, and go out to my YouTube page, Delva Speaks Mindfulness. And as we take a look at the weather today, it is hot and humid, and I am loving every minute of it, and I hope you are too. And if you're not, just go get your glass of water, sit by a tree. You'll be okay. Traveling weather, sponsored by Karen Kelly of iTex.com. That information is on my blog as well. If you're looking to travel anywhere in the world, the Caribbean, Alaska, Hawaii, Mexico, Vegas, anywhere, all you see those Instagram and Facebook pages where people are, they're paying for it. You don't have to pay for it. You can barter it. So go to iText.com. There are no delays on CTA or Metroplex. Inbound on the Kennedy, that's a rule of the story. 28 inbound, 21 on the reverse. It's tight at Ogden to James Byrne Interchange. On the Eaton, 28 minutes in and 21 out. On the Eisenhower, it's 29 minutes in and 24 on the reverse. On the Stevenson, 18 in and 17 out. On the Dan Ryan, it's tight from Roosevelt to Taylor, 14 minutes inbound and 11 minutes outbound. On the Bishop Ford, it's 11 in and 10 out. And Lakeshore Drive, the same, 11 in and 10 out. And that's your traffic weather, sponsored by Karen Kelly, iTech.com. Very special thanks to the ancestors this morning for being here with us, for allowing us to bring you this information. If you are living in this world and eating in America our processed food, then chances are you know somebody if you don't have diabetes. And there's a way to get around this. If I did it, you can do it. Apple, beet, cucumber, lemon, ginger, kale. Take a sip. Enjoy. A couple of days keeps diabetes away. And you can get more information like that on DiabeticDonut.com. And remember to set those DVRs for the Higher Learning Network TV show. Go to YouTube, you'll see that, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1, and 24/7 on the World Wide Web, higherlearningnetwork.org. And it is now time for our Monday morning spiritual reading, taken from Inspirational Conversations with Shalom of Israel, aka Zelda Speaks. This is Volume 1 from August 23rd. It says, ever notice how martial arts training demonstrates how movement and sound work together? Some thoughts have a certain sound. That being equivalent to form. Through sound and motion, one can paralyze nerves, shatter bones, start or put out a fire, suffocate an enemy, or burst a human organ. What thoughts have you been thinking that are manifesting undesirable sounds? Inspirational Conversations with Shalom of Israel, a.k.a. Legacy, available at Legacy.com. All profits donated benefit the Higher Learning Network Team Talent, Global Virtual Team Talent Contest. As you can see on the screen, free registration for the Global Team Talent Contest is coming up this Saturday, August 28th, from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. For our teams that are interested, you can email a one-minute video clip of yourself singing, dancing, painting, whatever it is that you do, whatever your natural God-given talent is. And you can send that one-minute video clip via YouTube to us at hlntvshow@gmail.com. Send that in, get that tape in, because the contest is this Saturday, You haven't gotten it in already, Will. And if we don't have room, we'll just include you for next week, for September, okay? All right, so you got that. And if you're watching the show, chances are you have children or grandchildren or nieces or nephews. They can enter the contest. 13th through 19th, they can win prizes, cash, t-shirts, you know, just all that good stuff. We want to encourage our youth, so let us continue to encourage them by you tape them and send it in. Don't wait on them. You tape it. Send it in, okay? Gotcha. All right, you know what that means. It's 7:15, and we are right on time for our Monday morning mindfulness meditation, so let us become still and practice the art of deep breathing, which expands the lungs, treats the brain receptors so loving and so kind, and activates the happiness gene. So that's what we're going to do this morning. Sit up straight in our chairs, feet flat on the floor, nothing in our hands, nothing in our lap, and nothing in our hearts but that of love as we start this process of breathing in through the nose and breathing out however you need to breathe. Just be comfortable. Feet flat on the floor, sitting up. Back straight, because you're going to have to do some stretching and some moving. As a matter of fact, why don't we just do that right now? Stretch. Oh, come on. Stretch. Don't be looking at me. Stretch, okay? Stretch. And like a cat do first thing in the morning. Take a long stretch. And that's what I want you to do. You stretch? Okay, good. Feel it. Feel that already, right? Oh, yeah, that feels good. And we'll simply breathe in and breathe out. And you'll close your eyes because you should not be looking at me but the inside of your eyelids. So let us inhale to the count of five. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And what's that? A long feels good. Just breathe that in. Let's try that again. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And through the nose, through the mouth, whatever's comfortable for you. Sitting up straight, inhale once more. Hold it. And exhale. Keeping your eyes closed, just marinating that breath, and just keep breathing in and breathing out. And notice how your body is becoming relaxed, feeling so good. Are you with me? All right, let's do it again. Inhale deeply. Through the nose, hold it. And exhale. We are sending love, light, and lots of mental energy throughout the body as we begin to speak to our body parts with our brain, with our thoughts, excuse me, as we inhale deeply. Bringing the power of thought to the top of the head through the breath. As we exhale, bringing that energy down through the face. And the chin, and down through the shoulders as we inhale deeply. Rotating those shoulders, giving thanks for the power of movement and stretching, and giving thanks that we have a body to move on our own, that we are mobile as we breathe in. And as we breathe out, take these two fingers and a thumb and grab the back of that neck and just squeeze the vagus nerve in the back of the neck. Stimulate that vagus nerve because that vagus nerve stimulates the immune system. You hear him talking about the autoimmune system? Squeeze that neck. Stimulate. You're sending love, light, and energy to your immune system. For those of you who have challenges and for those who don't have challenges, feel rub it anyway because the vagus nerve is connected to all the other nerves in the body. And you want to stimulate that because it just feels so good. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale, allowing that breath to fall down through the shoulders and the arms and the wrists. Feel free to move them and close your eyes as you breathe in. And as you breathe out, wiggle those fingers and rub those fingers. And this is where a lot of energy is, in those fingers. And we're going to tell you what to do with those fingers. You can release a whole lot of stress with those fingers. And as you breathe out, and continue breathing in, grab a hand, left or right, doesn't matter. Let's try the right one. So the right singer. So what, heard about anything this morning? Let's rub this right thumb. How about that? With love, light, and energy throughout the body, because we no longer have to worry, because we have a mind that is powerful, that tells us exactly. We tell it what to do, and it does it. So we release worry this morning from the thumb. We let it go back into the universe, because worry is a misuse of our imagination. Worry is like training the thoughts to think the worst there is. We don't have to. We can think the best there is, because words have power. And the power that you put out into the universe is exactly what you will get out. You must be reminded that there was power in those thoughts, in that breath, and in that thought. That's the word for the day. Word. Just get rid of it by rubbing the sound. Giving thanks. All of our needs and desires are over and under. We breathe in, hold it, and as we breathe out, worrying about nothing, we are simply giving thanks for the power of the breath as it continues. As we breathe in, bringing the breath down through the face, the forehead, the shoulders, and the back. Oh, yes, move that back and send that love and light and energy of breath down to the sides and the stomach and the back and the buttocks and the hips. We breathe in. Let's take another long, deep inhale. And your eyes should be closed. You should not be looking at me, but the inside of your eyelids as we breathe in. Giving thanks for the power of the breath as it moves down through the thighs and the knees, as I'm always rubbing those knees, because those skaters' knees are in for a big surprise. Because we are sending love and light and energy to any part of the body, that needs your attention. You must pay attention to the messages. Dr. PJ Minnie will be coming on at 7:30 and telling us all about it. As we breathe in, and as we breathe out, sending more love and light and energy down through the legs and the ankles and the arch and the instep and the toes. Wiggle those toes. Yes. Sending more love and light and energy back up through the toes. Yes, breathe in. Bringing that energy back up through the top of the feet and the ankles and the arches and the legs and back up the knees. Yes, I'm still rubbing those knees because it just feels good. Sometimes you just got to talk to the body. Let the body know that you're here. Yes, news, I hear you. Love knows I hear you, and I'm working on you every day. I'm going to walk my mile when I get off of here, about 2, 3, 4 miles, however long I can do it out. As we breathe in, we give thanks for the power of the breath, sending more love and light and energy back up through the buttocks and the back and the thighs and the hips and the waist and the breast, the solar plexus. As we breathe in. Giving thanks for the breath as we bring it back up through the top part of the body and the shoulders and the neck and back up to the face as we breathe in. Giving thanks for the power of the breath because someone somewhere is not as lucky as we are. They may have a trachea in the throat. They may be on life support. They may have COPD, asthma, other respiratory diseases. We don't even want to put a name on them. We just simply give thanks for the power of the breath. Know that they exist out there, but within the temple, we have control of the temple. As we breathe in, and as we breathe out. Once more, breathe in. Hold it. And breathe out. Take one more long, last, deep inhale deeply. Hold it. And this time, as you breathe up, bend your head forward, chin to chest, and slowly exhale, turning that head to the left, rotating that head around to the back slowly, slowly. Slow down. You're moving too fast. Slow down. Yeah, I can see you through the computer. Yep, slowly bring it around to the right. Mm-hmm. Bring it on around. Bring it down. Head down. Head up. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale, bringing the head back down, chin to chest, and slowly rotate that head to the right. Slowly rotate the head to the back. Still breathing in. Slow down. feeling every increment of that neck experience. Bringing it back around to the left and slowly bringing it around to the front. Head up, inhale deeply. Look to the left as far as you can, feeling the stretch in the right of the neck. Oh, yes, that's good. And exhaling. Inhale deeply. And as you exhale, turn the head to the right as far as you possibly can. And feeling the stretch in the left of the neck. And the head back forward. Inhale, take one more long. Inhale deeply. And just marinating in all the goodness and all the love and light and energy and feeling that you have given your body, that you have given the day, because you closed your eyes and you gave thanks to the Creator that is responsible for your being here. The universe acknowledges your presence through the power of your breath. Because without breath, you're not even here. Inhale. Hold it. And exhale. Now how does that feel? Feel good, doesn't it? Yeah. You see, that is something that you can try all on your own. At home. Or at work. Or at school, wherever you are. Because when people get up in your face and they don't even know the color of your Kool-Aid or the flavor of your Kool-Aid, you simply inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. And when they leave the room, you practice your affirmations. I am affirmations. Two of the most powerful affirmations on the planet. I am happy. I am healthy. I am perfect, whole, and complete, just as I am. And this morning, I give thanks for the brain that tells me each and everything that I need to do, and I control it. It does not control me, but I am in control of the power of the brain. So we will talk more about that with Dr. T.J. Newman very shortly. As we breathe in, hold it. And as we exhale, we give thanks for the heart, liver, lungs, digestive, assimilation, and elimination system. All the systems that are working in our body that we don't even know about. The millions, trillions of cells that are working. We give thanks for each and every cell doing everything that it needs to do. The muscles. We give thanks for the muscles and the ligaments and the tendons and the fibers and things that have words that are a block long that we don't have a clue as to what they are, but Dr. P.J. Mimi knows, and she'll tell you about them as soon as she comes there. And we give thanks for this glorious body that we have been blessed with, that we continue to de-stress ourselves during the process of the day. As we breathe in, hold it, and so why do we breathe in? We breathe out so much else because long breaths relax the system. Short breath. When you're anxious, when you're stressed out, you're tired, it just brings more stress to the system. You want to take long, deep inhales. Through the nose, and as you exhale, it automatically calms the body. Remember what I told you about the vagus nerve, these two fingers and your thumb touching the back of the vagus nerve and squeeze, 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 yeah, sending love and light and energy to the spine, the electrical system, and the autoimmune system. Ah, deep breathing does wonders. Ah, as you do that. And then, so be sure and share this with someone because we are all stressed out and everybody could use a little breather every now and then, so. And you can't remember what to do, go to my YouTube page, Zelda Speaks, or Zelda Speaks Mindfulness, and you can see something there and you can practice with it, okay? I hope you've enjoyed this breathing experience this morning, and do know that you can share this with your children, because I didn't know that children were practicing it as much as they are. I had a young man on who on the Global Teen Talent Contest I can't remember his name. He sounds like John Legend. I think he lives in Florida or somewhere. And he was telling me that he was practicing. And I was like, really? And you're 13? Okay, good. I didn't learn until I was in my 50s. So, hey, weaker and wiser, what can I say? But anyway, so be sure and mention that information to them. It is 7:30. It is time for our Monday morning mindfulness. First commercial break, and during that break, I will bring on Dr. CJ Mimi, and we will discuss learning your nervous system language to negotiate pain. So stay right close and call somebody and let them know Dr. CJ Mimi is on. We'd be glad to do it. Okay?
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving, doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on The Female Solution.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony and the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Joining us here today, Dr. CJ Mimi. Thank you so much of Valona Health, Grand Rising. What's the star?
Grand Rising, Valona. Nice to see you again.
Yes, it is. I just love it when you come on because I know we're all going to learn something so phenomenal. It's awesome to us, but it's just regular. It's just everyday business with you. So thank you so much for joining us this morning. We greatly appreciate that. And just in case you just joined us this morning, we're talking with Dr. CJ Mimi, and I just love this title. We're learning your nervous system's language to negotiate pain because we all have pain.
Yes.
Why is it that we all have pain? Dr. CJ, I have to ask you this question because when I was in therapy, I'm thinking because I'm older, I'm a seasoned citizen, I thought, oh, it was only old people that had pain. But my therapist told me it was just as many young people with pain. I was shocked. I'm like, are you serious? You're too young to have pain. Why is that?
Straight out the gate, what's an excellent question. Before I answer that one, can I tell you something that
please.
I tell my patients a couple times a week, or I have somebody come in and they're like, oh, it's okay, it's my normal, I'm just getting older. I actually don't believe in age. I feel like once you get to 87, maybe you can start using the old card.
Oh.
But it's not until like 92 that I'm like, yeah, I use it more liberally, it's fine.
Okay.
I don't believe in age anymore. A couple of years ago, I had 3 91-year-old patients at the exact same time.
Really?
I had 7-year-old one at the exact same time. And they were amazing. So one of them was very normal shoulder pain. The other one was coming in for very normal 15. And the last one was very normal back pain. But otherwise, they were living independently, managing themselves. That's the only thing they enjoyed doing. But they're 91 and living life.
Wow, I love that. Wow, 91, and they only had minor issues.
And normal things that anybody would come in with. So people say they're getting old. I'm like, hold on a minute.
Okay. You're not 90 yet, so you're really not old. So I got at least 25, 30 more years to go. Okay, thank you very much, Dr. CJ.
I'm sorry to take that old card away from you.
Okay. Yeah, you have it. Yeah. But I gotta admit, Dr. CJ, I love being old. I love being a seasoned citizen because there are perks that we didn't know about. If you're under 65, you don't know these things. So I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful. And I'm very grateful to have you share this information with us this morning because I just never heard of such a thing that you could, like, not interfere, but I'll let you explain it because it's up here, but it may not be coming out the right way, so I'll just let you take care of that.
You know, it's interesting to hear you say that because I was celebrating your mindfulness, the walking through what you just finished doing.
Okay.
It's literally how you talk to the nervous system. It's like one way to talk to the nervous system.
Oh, really?
Yes, so it's interesting to hear you say that because this whole deep breathing is a loophole to the nervous system.
Oh, wow. See, I told you that's why I love this show. I'm always learning something.
Yes, so you're helping your listeners when you do that anyway. You're speaking the language.
Okay. Oh, okay. So the language is in the breath, too.
It is partially, exactly. That's one of the loopholes to the nervous system. So especially with the pandemic the last year, the way we did, and everybody does it, right? I'm not picking on specific people, but I mean, even you, when I get tired, you kind of end up like rounding forward.
Mm-hmm.
And rounding forward, it gives less space for the lungs to expand.
Ooh.
And if there's less space for the lungs to expand, you're going to naturally end up taking on a very short, shallow breath.
Okay.
And this short, shallow breath essentially tells the nervous system, we are being chased by a lion.
Oh, right? My goodness.
So, evolutionarily, if we have short, shallow breaths, that means we're in some kind of danger.
Okay.
And the nervous system needs to then do certain things independent of the intellectual brain. So you and I are talking right now in the intellectual brain.
Mm-hmm.
But the nervous system can actually override the intellectual brain if we give it certain cues to tell us either we are sick or we are in danger. So inadvertently, like not knowingly, if we're sitting in a position where our lungs can't expand and we have a short, shallow breath, even if our brain is saying, oh, we're safe, we're at home, we're just, you know, sitting down, having, you know, like a cuddle with our dog or
mm-hmm.
like enjoying our ice cream, whatever we're doing,
mm-hmm.
the short, shallow breath is telling the nervous system, I don't think so, you're in danger.
Ooh.
So what they're finding, which is really, really cool, and that's part of the reason I'm excited about this topic today, is that the nervous system overriding the intellectual brain.
It tightens
not only muscles, but also tightens the fascia, like that saran wrap that's around the muscle. Because if it's expecting danger, right? So if we take that in the lion analogy, if we're expecting that lion to catch us, not that once it catches us, we'll get away, but the nervous system is preparing for like the best case scenario that maybe we can get away from that lion. So by tightening the muscles and the fascia, it is anticipating, it's hoping to decrease blood loss and decrease or change the perception of pain by keeping down on the nerve. So this is what the nervous system is doing, right? So the tension that we have in our body is because the nervous system is being told all day, every day, we're in danger, that lion's about to get us,
Oh, wow. I never thought of that. I know I sound like a kid, right? Wow. Well, I'm fascinated because I am. Wow. It decreases when the shoulders are like that. It keeps the lungs from expanding, which is sending a signal to the body. Run. Oh, Dr. Lee, I'm so glad you said that. Yesterday, I'm taking my walk outside because I'm trying to get as much as vitamin D as I possibly can because we're not going to have much of this left. And this guy walks in front of me, Dr. CJ, and he was literally bent over halfway. He had to look up like this. And I thought, you know, maybe he picked something up and off the ground and then he was going to eventually inch his way back up. But he walked a whole block in front of me and then another half a block, and then he had to sit down because I'm walking behind him. And I didn't know how he could walk so far bent over like this. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, that's a lot of energy. No wonder he had to sit down to maintain and hold that position.
Yeah.
I mean, there are many reasons for why he may have been bent over like that. I mean, it's not easy to walk like that.
I can imagine. It's like I was out of breath watching him walk like that. And it was only like a block. We walked past, so that was one block. About a block and a half. After that half of a block, he had to sit down. I was like, wow, I hope he doesn't pass out. I just never seen that before. It kind of blew my mind.
Yeah.
What could possibly be going on with a person that is? I've seen the seniors walk with the hump in the back. I've seen that, but to bend all the way over, what could possibly be wrong? Is that a spinal issue or?
I mean, it depends. That without actually evaluating the person, it's hard to know 100%. But there are a couple different reasons. Sometimes, genetically, if our bones change shape, we end up with what's called a Dowager hump. So that kind of rounding that you're describing.
Mm-hmm. It's called a what hump?
A dowager.
A dowager's hump. Okay.
Yeah. Another reason could be sometimes spinal stenosis. If there's not enough space for the nerves to breathe and send their messages down the legs or through the body naturally will take on a position where the nerves are happiest. And if you have spinal stenosis, that's significant, sometimes people are more comfortable bending forward. So this example would be a popular example is when somebody says, I feel great when I'm at the grocery store and pushing the grocery cart.
Okay.
So even though they're pushing a cart and they're exerting themselves, because they're in more of a rounded position, the nerves have more room to breathe. That's another message. So it's hard to know with that person in particular, which I hope he feels better soon.
Wow.
But that could be two ideas of what might be going on.
Wow. I got to look those up. Dowager's hump. I know what spinal stenosis is. I have that. And I was told by my orthopedic surgeon that most seasoned citizens have spinal stenosis of some sort. And I was like, wow. Oh, I was going to the club, I guess. But that's why I keep walking and going to the gym, because I don't want to be like that, because that looks painful. It looks very painful. We have some comments here. Oh, Cynthia Douglas. I'm sorry, Cynthia Novels. Good morning, my sister. I'm not sure if she's on Facebook or YouTube, but thank you for watching. And we have a call, Dr. Susan. Let's get this call right quickly. 773-436. You are live on the Female Solution Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Well, hallelujah. Greetings, global transformers and solutionaries.
It's Mama G.
Yes, I'm excited.
That's Mama D. I'm so Mama D.
Yes.
Is our
yes.
fourth header host on the Female Solution. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mama D. I get so excited.
I'd like to hear my introduction. I'm just so excited about this nervous system topic today. However, as founding president of Global Committee Commemorating King Days, chartered in 1984, and the host of Wisdom with Mama D, that airs on the fourth Saturday, I'm inviting everybody to wear the colors black and white and visually affirm moral and spiritual principles of righteousness, justice, peace, peoplehood, and cultural coexistence. In the spirit of way of, which means we are one, and meet us at 11:30 in, if you're in Chicago, at Harold Washington Park, and help us to uplight the world, because I'm black and I'm blessed. On August 28th, which is my Earth Day birthday, and
Happy Earth Day Blonde Day, Mama D.
Yes, well, see, Earth Day birthday is a phrase that I created to help my preschool ages understand the skill of sharing. And in this topic, I'm thinking that we share a nervous system. But anyway, to teach them about sharing, I told them that before they got born on the earth, they lived inside of their mother's body for 9 months, and she shared her food, water, and air with them, and that is why they should share with others. I told them that they were alive, but she had not given birth so they could be born on the earth. So when your mother gives birth to you, that is the natural Mother's Day. The second Sunday in May, that is the National Mother's Day. But when she became your mother, after reserving the space inside of her body just for you, that's Mother's Day. So I had not thought until this subject came up today about she also shared her nervous system with you, her emotions with you. And I have a spinal stenosis and cervical myopathy in my neck. And osteoporosis is a series of tiny little breaks that you don't realize is happening. And as those breaks go on and on and on, it causes that bent over, humpback look. You know, I know that because I was described with osteoporosis, and I was looking around, well, where's my hump? Well, where's my this? And I still haven't seen it. But this sharing your nervous system is very interesting. Do you know Bob?
Yes, I do know.
Bob and I have been married for 32 years. And although he is the love of Vietta's life, because she's seen him 3 times in person, since I don't believe in sister wife, she can't have him because some things I don't share, and he is one of them. But I'm wondering also, and my question is, can you share a nervous system with people that you love? Not only with your children, but with your spouses and that kind of thing. And how does
you share your nervous system?
Yeah. As I said, we've been married for 32 years, and we function as one. in so many ways. And we both realize we don't have another 32 years to be on this planet, but we are connected. And I think when you are a parent, and especially where this COVID is concerned, and sending your children back to school, and they're saying 80% of the students are going to get it, especially the little ones. I mean, they are just discovering this is my friend, and we are hugged up, and they lick off of my ice cream, and I lick off of their ice cream, because we friends. And when you, and which, you know, hey, it's a beautiful little thing to see when they are discovering what friendship, loveship means. It really is. It's just gorgeous to watch it. But when these, and I got to thinking with the mask, I said, do you know what separates people from animals is their ability to express joy and to express pain. If you heard in a room people were laughing, they wouldn't be laughing in foreign languages. They would be laughing in laughter. And if you heard people crying, they wouldn't be crying in a foreign language. They would be crying in crying because the human beings are the only ones that write messages of heart to express soul. And the smile is what separates you from the species of animals, because animals do not smile to express joy, as I said, nor do they cry to express pain. So when you're covering up that body language that is essential to you being a human and different from other species,
that is simply phenomenal. I never thought about that, Dr. CJ. Laughter. When you laugh, you laugh in laughter. When you cry, you're crying. It's not a language. Everybody speaks the same language when it comes to emotion. I never even thought of that. See, that's the kind of wisdom that comes from Mama Diva. That's what I'm talking about, wisdom. That's kind of, you have to have lived some years to experience that kind of, to have that kind of experience to even think like that and then to speak it like that. But what she said, you can share your nervous system with someone. I want you to touch on that, Dr. CJ, because I heard something on the news the other day, and they were talking about it in relation, might have been Dr. Phil, I'm not sure, in the context of a relationship, like, when someone, a married couple, they're talking and she can finish his words or he can finish his. Is that like sharing the nervous system?
That's a good question. I don't know if traditionally it's sharing the nervous system. I'd have to think about how to word that a little bit more. It's definitely a connection. And I wonder if it's the environment can affect our nervous systems and how we interpret their safety or danger that's around us. And if you know somebody for many years, there's like slight changes in their body language.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's a subconscious thing, you're interpreting that and you're reading that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there is definitely a connection. Like, you can't take that away from people. Mm-hmm. There's definitely a connection between somebody that you've been with for a long time, whether it's romantically, your sister, your brother, your friend, or whoever it is. And your environment can change that, right? So if you're in a space where you're out in public and the nervous system's a little bit more revving high, it's not sure, are we safe? You know, maybe we're in like a busy public area versus like sitting in a park with our person, then that might also change your interpretations of their messages. It's kind of almost like giving the nervous system too many things to think about.
Oh, right? Kind of like overload with the brain. Okay.
Yeah, I do that a lot with my puppy, too.
Really?
She's a dog. Yeah,
wow.
She's a hunting mix. And when she's out in public, she's very much like, I don't need treats. I don't need toys. I need to understand what's happening in my environment.
Oh.
She's wired to noticing super tiny movements, super tiny changes. And she's actually fascinating with when she's at home. Sometimes she does it in public. People, when she's at home, she has a specific drapey cleanse, like the pain cleanse that she loves.
Mm-hmm.
And I leave it in the middle of the floor for her because she likes to do a meditative walk around it.
Yeah,
I need to video it and send it to you.
Yes, you do. Wow.
Self-regulating when she gets super excited or super stressed. She's like, hold on a minute. She goes to her friend. Does her super, I mean, it's like literally super slow motion walk underneath the platform.
Yeah, please. Please, I would love to see that. I've never heard, because I'm not a dog owner, so I've never heard lots of dogs in this building, though. So I'm learning a lot from dogs.
I know. If we really know how to listen and we pay attention,
yes.
I mean, that's her self-regulating herself, right?
Okay. Now, Mama D said, she was informed that it is a series of tiny little breaks in the spine.
My job, I work very hard not to scare people.
Mm-hmm.
So I pick and choose my words super intentionally because I don't want to scare people, essentially. So depending on what words you choose, you can actually kick the nervous system into higher gear.
Oh.
So a series of breaks, it's not inaccurate. It is. On some levels true, because so if you look at the structure of bone, the bone on the outside is stiff and hard. Inside the bone, you've probably seen this, I'm sorry for the vegetarians out there, but you've probably seen that if you've broken a bone or if you have like bone marrow.
Yeah.
The inside is more porous, right? So there's
right.
a lot more texture in
right,
it.
Right.
So osteoporosis means that the texture inside the bone is no longer as tight and there's more spaces.
Oh, okay.
So if there's more spaces in between, then it allows for more opportunity or potential for some of these connections to quote unquote break.
Okay.
I don't use those words in real life because
okay.
I don't want to scare people.
Okay.
And with osteoporosis, while we can't undo it, we can at least push it off by having somebody walk us through like a strength training program and make sure that we keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
Because bones, so calcium in the body is not only bone. I said bones are probably lower on the priority list of where calcium is needed in the body.
Mm-hmm.
So by doing strength training and weight bearing activities like up on your feet, swimming isn't as good for this. Swimming is great for the joints.
Okay.
But it's not great for like bone health.
Oh, yeah, see,
right.
I was confused.
Having a professional walk you through, like, a safe, like, do a full evaluation on you and then walk you through a safe program and say, okay, these are some things, these things that you can do for your body. Hold on to
I
your
was confused. I was confused when the doctor told me that because I said, how could I have a broken bone and not know it? But it's just so, as she was saying, as the bone weakens, it over time, I think it must be happening simultaneously as the bones are brittle and they're just weakening so slowly until these little breaks are happening and you don't even feel them. See, that's what I found very confused. How could I have a broken bone and not know it? But it's it's happening with the breakdown of the bone structure, the weakening of the structure. You know, I guess it's happening together. You know what I mean? As it breaks down, it's called a break. But you're not calling it a break. Because it's happening so slowly. But I was looking, and I've been looking for the last 25 plus years. Where's my hump? Is the hump going to appear today? You know.
Oh no!
But it doesn't really happen. And exercise is really the key to strengthening bones. Like Fosamax. I was once on Fosamax, and they said, well, you know, Fosamax builds bone. But what they didn't tell you
What do you think, Fosamax? What is Fosamax?
Right. A Fosamax, they used to advertise it on television, and then they had to take it off the market. Because what they discovered was that Fosamax built this bone, but they didn't examine the bones in the teeth. They call the teeth bones also. And they didn't examine that part. And when you tried to pull a tooth, the whole jawbone would fracture and greatly destroyed the jawbone. That is why the jaw of Fosamax is no longer seen on TV. And they took it off the market. But that's what happens with these studies. When you don't study everything, then this is how things happen, because they did not study, as I said, the bone, that the jawbone. We say jawbone, but I never considered teeth as bone. But when the dentist is working, he's calling your teeth bone. And we're saying jawbone, but that wasn't really registering. So,
thank you for sharing that information, Mama D. We got to take a quick break. Learning your nervous system's language to negotiate pain with Dr. CJ Mimi, and we'll be right back. So you stay close. Be warned.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced, and we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
Oh man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Mm-hmm.
My guest today is Dr. C.J. Minnie, learning your nervous system's language to negotiate pain. It's like, wow, you can really negotiate pain. But before we get into that, let me remind you, tomorrow is Tuesday, self-care with Jody Poussin. You do want to be on that show because if you don't, you're going to miss something. And this is the kind of show. We're not talking about cell phones, not that kind of self-care. Self-care in your arms and your eyes and your nose and your whole being, your body. Self-care. And on Wednesday, it's Naima Batiste and Kareem Hamid with Hair and Family Relationships. Thursday, Women's Roundtable. And Friday, Health and Well-Being with our host, Viata. And on Saturday, that's when the tables turn and you get the first Saturday of the month. Now, on Saturday, we're not on at 7 a.m. I'm asleep at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning. We're on from 12 noon Central Standard Time until 1 p.m. First Saturday, Jana, our London evening correspondent, nonviolent communication with Jana. Second Saturday, that would be Love, Zone, and Power. Third Saturday would be Move Around with Deborah, our travel agent, and she was on this past Friday, very enlightening, Saturday, talking about the difference between Airbnb and hotels and motels. And I'm glad you had that show because I saw online a story of where four women went to an Airbnb, I think it was in Atlanta, came back, everything they had was gone. I was like, oh my goodness, that's not good for Airbnb, that's not good at all. Anyway, and on fourth Saturday, who's with us here on the line today as we continue the discussion. But we've got some comments. If you want to call in, 515-605-9325, plus one to speak. Maika says, does the body's electrical system compromise the nervous system and the muscular system? Wow, good question, Maika. Maika is on hiatus now. She was the Tuesday host, and she always has in-depth questions, so I just love that about her. She'll be returning at some point in the future, but right now she's on hiatus. And we thank you for giving us that profound question. I never would have thought about that. Does the body, the electrical system, comprise the nervous system and muscle system? Wow, does it stop with these things?
So they definitely talk to each other. Hi, Maika, by the way.
Thanks, Maika. Great question.
Fantastic. And let me know if the answer answers it or if you want to refine it a little bit. From what I understood from your question, the nervous system talks to the muscular system, and the muscular system gives it information about what it's experiencing in the world. So this is where I think it's interesting that, sharpshooting, stabbing pain bring people into clinic a lot faster than numbness tingling. I would argue that numbness tingling, in my view, is actually scarier than like the sharpshooting, stabbing pain. So the numbness tingling is essentially your nervous system and the nerves not being able to transmit signals the way they want to. And a nerve that is squished for a long period of time, like numbness tingling, eventually, and again, I said I'm not in the business of scaring people, mm-hmm. but in this, I will at least put some caution out there in the world mm-hmm. that if you go from numbness tingling, eventually that can translate to it becomes an inability to move the muscle that those nerves supply.
Wow. What can you do about that numbness and tingling? Because I hear a lot of that. So the nervous system is not responding, it's not transmitting. Is that what you said?
Yeah, so if a nerve is squished or compressed for a long period of time.
And how could they get squished? How could they get squished?
It can be from muscles being tight and pressing down on them, or it can be, our positioning in our spine or in our muscles not supporting the spine the way it wants to be supported.
Mm.
So that when we stand for a long period of time and our feet go to sleep, for example, or if you sit in a specific chair and you notice, oh, my legs are going numb and tingly, or you go to stand up and you're like, oh, I didn't even know they were asleep.
Oh, wow.
Common one is sitting at computer for a long period of time.
Oh.
The pinky finger and the ring finger often will go to sleep. Whether it's like sitting at the computer, the other example too is if you're biking and the ring finger and the pinky finger go to sleep, then that would be something to see a physical therapist about. So full evaluation tells you I've not compromised, but comprised of. Yeah, so definitely. ICA definitely comprises, I would say they talk to each other. They might be different systems on paper, but I would say they're definitely important and they communicate very closely with each other.
Okay, now, I noticed yesterday that I wasn't sitting, but I did sit for a long time. I sat all day, and I got up, you know, intermittently because I'm playing cards. I noticed I started having the problem on, and I've had it since I had the issue where I broke my ankle. I was having a little tingling in the right, no, excuse me, in the left, hip. And after I broke my ankle and I was having therapy, maybe a month or two into the experience, I started having sharp pains in my left leg, and I thought my husband had stabbed me with a knife. I don't ask me where that came from. Just hallucinating, I was in so much pain.
That's what it felt like. Yeah,
and I was like, why is my leg, I'm in bed, I'm asleep, why is pain waking me up? So her first remedy was, did I want a shot? And I was like, why do I have to take a shot to get rid of the pain? And what was it, some kind of steroid or something like that, and I took it. When you're in pain, you want relief, and I took it, and of course it went away. And I haven't had that problem since, but I noticed yesterday when I sat for a long time, I just happened to touch my hip, and I was like, that feels different. And I got up to walk around, and I rubbed my hip, and I talked to my hip, and I had a conversation with it, and it went away. And I was like, whoa, is that all I got to do? I wish I could do like that with everything in my life to make it disappear or reappear or something like that. Why is that, Dr. Newman?
I would be curious, in your example, I'd be curious to see how you were sitting. So it's the type of chair you were sitting on.
Lawn chair. Lawn chair.
Yeah, a lawn chair, okay. So was it more bucketed, or did it allow you to sit up straight? Like, did it suck you back in so that was rounded?
It allowed me to sit up straight, but I'm sure I was sitting like this. Yeah.
And the other thing, too, is if you're playing cards, are you holding everything in your left hand and picking everything else with your right hand?
Yeah.
So here's where it starts getting fun, right? And this is where I think for your evaluations in clinic, because I like the idea of seeking out for people and meeting someone new and saying, okay, and then what, right? So this example is amazing. So if you're sitting in a chair, it's allowing you to sit up, right, which is great. If you're holding all the cards in your left hand, my next question would be, are you tending to, like, rest your elbow on the armrest, and are you leaning more towards the left?
Yep.
Okay, so if you're leaning more towards the left, then that would decrease the amount of space that is available from the nerve on the back on the left-hand side.
Oh.
So it would be two different things, right? So it would be either you have more weight and pressure on the nerves that are on the behind the hip on that side, or is it because you've decreased the amount of space because your left side leaning at this point?
Oh, wow. I never... We just don't pay attention to that. But the light bulb just why posture is really important. I get it now. I heard it before, but I didn't get it. I got it now. Because your posture is directly related to how you feel, how you're going to feel in the future, too. So if you're not sitting up straight, wow, the switchboard is lit up. Good Lord, we started something. We started something here. 336-350. And 779-801, you're live on Female Solution, Grand Rising. What's your name, where are you calling from, and what is your comment for a question for Dr. CJ Manning?
Greetings, this is Maika.
Hi, Maika.
Yes, thank you so much for this good information, although I'm really having a problem understanding the doctor because there's an echo effect. I've tried it on Facebook and on the phone, but I really can't get clarity to really understand what she's saying. But I do want to say my question was, does the electrical system of our body comprise the nervous system and the muscular system, not compromise? See, when you asked my question, you said, does it compromise? I'm asking, are those the two systems, nervous system and muscular system, that are making up the electrical system of the body? And that question, on the answer, I wanted to ask another question.
Let's do this one question at a time. Does the nervous system and the muscular system make up the what system?
Electrical system of the body.
Electrical system. Okay. Did you get that, Dr. CJ?
I think the electrical system is probably more akin to the nervous system, so the nerves that are running through the body, and the electrical system that is the nerves controls the muscles. So you're right that it's hard to differentiate between the two because they're so closely related, but I think you're right to think about it as a very closely knit system. So yeah, I would say they comprise the same thing, but they're probably on paper different, but I think in this case, functionally, it's okay to consider them the same thing.
Okay.
And your second question? Okay. The second question is in relationship to the emotions. Are the emotions a part of the electrical system of the body? Or some other system?
Or some other system. So the question is, are emotions, are they part of the electrical system or some other system?
That's a really interesting way of saying it. I really like being on this show with you, Zelda, because you ask incredible questions.
Oh, my guess.
My guess. So, I mean, technically speaking, in the brain, anything that we think or do or want to do or, I mean, emotions are included, right? That would be an electrical signal that's sent through the brain. I think it makes sense to consider an electrical system because the motion will control and dictate how the nervous system feels, right? So if you're feeling stressed, then your nervous system is going to ramp up higher and be on higher alert. If you find things that I stopped calling it stress management, I started calling it soul-giving activities.
Oh.
So if you find things that are soul-giving to you, whatever that means, right? It's very individual. It could be listening to music, playing with your dog, playing, repotting your plants. I don't know. Taking a walk outside, vitamin D, as Zelda was saying. Whatever is soul giving to you is going to bring the nervous system down and make it less alert, and therefore also decrease attention to the body. So I think it makes sense to categorize emotions in with the electrical system.
Wow.
Okay, the next question is then, do we short-circuit our nervous from time to time, and can our interactions with other people cause a short circuit?
Did you hear that? Do we short-circuit?
So I think we do. This might be a better question for somebody that's more in the behavioral health world. I think we definitely do short-circuit our systems when we overload and tip the nervous system into a gear that's way too high than our average or what the body and brain want to manage.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm not going to hold you.
Oh, wow. Those are very interesting questions. Thank you so much for that, Mike. And we appreciate you. We love you. And we miss you. Look forward to having you back on the show whenever your time allows. All right. Thank you so
much,
Mike.
All right.
515-059-325. Press 1 to speak. The lines are lit up, Dr. CJ. Let's go to 336-350 Grand Rising. What's your name and where you're calling from? And your question for Dr. CJ, learning your nervous system's language to negotiate pain. Do you have any pain?
Oh, grand risings, everybody.
That sounds like Mama.
It is. Thank goodness the nurse woke me up so I could be able to chime in. But let me get to the point. Dr. Maika, this is Mama Bonfire calling you from the Gables. It's a nursing home here in Tucson, Arizona. Dr. Maika, those were some awesome off-the-chain questions, sister. Thank us. Now, Dr. CJ, let me ask you this. Is it possible to stabilize your muscle when you do not have a bone or a rod in your hip? They had to take the titanium rod out and put a medicine spacer in, and there's nothing there to stabilize it. Now, is it possible to strengthen your muscles to where you can function without anything being there over a period of time? I'm pushing 70, and we don't heal like if I were 30 or so. So I'm just asking, what's your opinion about that? Because I'm deciding not to allow them to go back in just yet, because they had to split my femur bone to chisel that rod out, the cobalt rod. I've had 3 titaniums and 1 cobalt rod. So what are the possibilities? If they go back in right now, it is split more, because what has happened, in order to do what they had to do, I've had other bones to crack. And that Fossil Max that Mama D talked about, I was on that for a long time. And thank you, Mama D, because that told me what was happening to my gums. And, wow, this is deep, y'all. You got to research. So what do you think? Will swimming help to strengthen those muscles, to give me some type of stability? Because I don't think I want a rod right now, even though it's very necessary. All of this metal I've had in my system all of my life at different times, and I'm feeling the difference. Even though this spacer is here, my brain is feeling different. So what do you think?
Mama Easy, I'm so sorry you're hurting. This sounds like quite an adventure.
You got that right. Yes, it is.
I mean, yeah, it sounds like
you're
going all out.
And I know Mama AZ is journaling, because that's a book. I know you're journaling. I know you're journaling, Mama AZ. I hope you are, because I'm going to help you do an e-book with that so you can get some income from that experience, because we're all in pain, but you are in some serious pain. So I hope you're journaling. Okay, Dr. CJ, please go ahead and answer that.
So it's cool to know, without, again, the in-person evaluation, so is this more general recommendation?
Mm-hmm.
So when patients come in and, you know, they've been threatened with surgery, or they've been told they absolutely need X, Y, Z, I tell them that a couple different things can happen when you do physical therapy. So if you find a PT that will, and first of all, I will say that for everyone out there, the big volume places often offer 15-minute free consultations of, like, an injury screen. I would take advantage of those, because in the 15 minutes, it doesn't give them enough time to get to know you, but you will get to know them enough and figure out, okay, are they a good listener, right? So 15 minutes is more than enough to figure out, is this person a good listener? So if you put in the CT, in your situation, that you'd be able to find somebody that is in your world, but also
Dr. CJ, Sister Zelda,
Oh, God, I hate this. I can hardly hear you. I know you said PT.
Mama AG, what we will do is play it back when the show is over because we can hear her well. Somebody else called and said that okay. We had that problem too. So don't worry about it. I will tape it and send you a link to it once it's over with so you can listen to it anytime.
Appreciate it.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, move. Go ahead.
So a couple of different things will happen when you go to physical therapy. Either you end up solving your problems and you get stronger, you get good quality motion. I don't believe that it's always about pumping iron and getting the muscle stronger. It's often about, you know, calibrating the system, the nervous system, the brain to know how to pull your muscles to keep you stable.
Oh.
So either that will happen or you push off surgery down the road. So maybe you can push it off by some amount of time. Or the third thing that will happen is if you go to physical therapy and still need surgery after that you've done, becomes what we call prehab. So prehab meaning you've essentially strengthened, loosened, made them more flexible, all these things, to the beautiful things to the muscle, to make your recovery after surgery that much easier.
Mm-hmm.
So it really is a, like, all-round win. So one of three things is going to happen, right? Either you avoid surgery, you push it off down the road, or you essentially improve your recovery.
Okay, wow. Did that...
Okay.
Well, she can't hear that well, so...
Okay, but it's I'll figure it out because I'm talking to my body, family, religiously, and a lot of people might be upset because they can't whack on me like they want to, but it's life. It is life, and I'm grateful that I've gotten to this age and had these experiences. And so maybe it will help somebody else. I've had to get used to it because I've been doing this since I've been on the planet, you know. And I chose this to for whatever reason, and it's been a very interesting adventure. So I won't take up any more time, and I thank us. I'll just listen. Thank us.
Okay, and I'll send you a copy of the show, Mama, on your phone. So thank you so very much for calling. All right, Mama, you hang in there. We are praying for you always. Thank us. It is 8:28, and we have a commercial break coming up, and I do want to take a couple of more calls right after the commercial break. 706-202, we're going to bring you up very shortly, but I want people to see this because women have been in the forefront for a very long time, Dr. CJ, and I thought it was befitting that we share this video today of the celebration of a woman who had some issues in America, and her name is Josephine Baker, and we're celebrating her today. Josephine Baker becomes the first black woman given a Paris burial honor. Now, just in case you don't know who Josephine Davis is, Google it. How about that? Because she has a history that is so, I don't want to use the word amazing because it just doesn't really justify it. So I'll just read what's here. The remains of an American-born singer and dancer, Josephine Baker, will be reinterred at the Pantheon Monument in Paris, making the entertainer who is a World War II hero in France the first black woman to get the country's highest honor. La Parisienne newspaper reported Sunday that French President Emmanuel Macron decided to organize a ceremony on November 30th at the Paris Monument, which houses the remains of scientist Marie Curie, French philosopher Voltaire, writer Victor Hugo, and other French luminaries. The presidential palace confirmed the newspaper's report. After her death in 1975, Baker was buried in Monaco, dressed in French military uniform with the medal she received for her role as part of the French resistance during the war. She will be the fifth woman to be honored with a Pantheon burial and will also be the first entertainer honored. And as you can see, there's a picture there, and there's a whole lot more of her there, but I just wanted to share that with you. Ladies and gentlemen, Josephine Baker, and it's all about the Female Solution, and she is part of the Female Solution. So you stay close, and you'll hear more with Dr. Susie on the Female Solution. So stay close. And we'll
Susan right Essentials is re-engineering what health looks like by leading you to the best wellness initiatives in the world. Start your coaching plan today and create a new paradigm of health. Click here to learn more.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on The Female Solution.
And we've got her right here on The Female Solution, live and in living color. And if you just tuned in, oh, you missed a good one because she's been on here a whole hour and a half already. But you can go back and listen to the show when we're off the air, and it will still be on the air because it's always in the archives. And right now we're going to go to the phone line, 773-737. We'll get to you shortly, but right now we're going to 706-202. You're live on the Female Solution Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Grand Rising. This is Brother Kwame Sunhorse. I'm calling you from the stolen lands of the I'm sitting here on the stolen lands of the Muscogee Creek Nation in Georgia. And it's an honor to hear CJ and to hear all of the excellent questions that have been given to her about something that's so very important is our nervous system. Because I just sent you a piece about, you know, the neural net and looking at how the cellular phones, but how more so the radio frequencies that we are being exposed to has an effect on the human nervous system from the time of with our creation of electricity, but also how we have a different reaction in the body's nervous system and being in nature and being in a urban area. Those are two different frequencies of environment that has a great effect on the neural net of the human. And so I'm looking at what's happening to our children in the addictive behavior now that has transpired with them, with these cell phones, even us. And the part for us is as baby boomers, and I'm speaking of my generation to this, we weren't born into it. We were introduced to radio, then television, and then the different frequencies began to be introduced to us that our bodies had to adapt to. And what we're seeing now with this generation that's coming out now, and especially our children, the nervous system of children, and I look at it as like crack. And it's because when you take a phone from a child, you see a reaction in their nervous system, tantrums, fits, anger, rage, because they have become so adapted to that frequency. How do you see, Dr. CJ, what are the things in which we need to prepare ourselves to do with these generations to come that has been forced to utilize the unnatural from the natural?
Oh, wow. Did you get that, Dr. CJ?
It's a little challenging to hear, but I think I got a lot of it. So one thing that reminds me of is I feel very fortunate to have been raised by my grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
So I essentially grew up hanging from trees. I know it sounds like a joke, but I'm not joking. I think I spent 5 minutes of my childhood with both feet on the ground.
Wow. See, that's why you're so connected, because you were connected to the trees at a young age. Wow. So when the kids are hanging in the tree, don't make them come down. Let them play in the trees.
Right. So this is part of the reason I'm appreciating your jungle behind you. It looks so happy.
Oh, it makes me so happy. I love it. I don't want to leave home, but I got to. So I go out in nature where there's, yeah.
You see? So this is that soul-giving stuff we were talking about before. So finding what is meaningful for you. For children, it's probably more challenging at the beginning because they don't necessarily have as many experiences to call back on and say, oh, I really like X, Y, Z, and I wasn't so fond of these other things. So I think getting them out and going hunting or enjoying being outside and moving their bodies so they can have enough experiences outside of the screen world to be able
screen
to identify.
World. Yeah,
to be able to identify for themselves, like, okay, what's soul giving to me? Do I like to sit down and sketch and draw? Am I more so like I need to get up and dance type person? I think the nervous system reach person is probably, I mean, we're all wired similarly, but I think we're also enough different that we need to figure out what's soul giving to each person. Right? We talked about how getting away from the term stress management and going more towards what makes your soul come alive? What makes you feel more like you?
Mm.
And that's the kind of stuff that's going to help address the nervous system that's overactive and revving high and all this stuff. So it might be going for a hike, but it also might be just sitting by the water, sketching or drawing or listening to music or dancing or going and getting a massage or doing some self-care, like painting your own nails. I don't know. There's so many different things. Actually, the self-massage book, I think I haven't talked about yet this morning, but that physical touch, self-massage, being with a pet, cuddling with a loved one, you know, like these kinds of things do help regulate the nervous system as well.
Mm.
So something to think about. There's different loopholes to talking to the nervous system.
Loopholes. Talking to the nervous system. So I'm not as crazy as people think I am. I have been on the right road and just didn't know the name for it. Okay, so thank you for that, Dr. CJ. Does that answer your question, Kwame Sunhorse?
Well, kind of, sort of, because it's still looking at the effect that we're looking at this generation. And what we're seeing now is the effect of our nervous system with these frequencies that's causing, you can look at the virus epidemic that we're dealing with right now. And because of the different frequencies that affect the human body, because of an unnatural, because this is artificial, and we have to understand that we're used to having the divine intelligence and the frequencies that come from above and from Mother Earth. We're challenged in fighting the biological reaction of this frequency that's causing this mutation, biological entities that have been on the planet since before we were here. But now they're beginning to attack the human being. So it's challenging because that has the respiratory system, the nervous system. You look at the frequency changes that man has made on the earth, and you see the reactions of the human body. You know, Mama D was very important because, you know, laughter is an international, a universal language. Tears are a universal language. Music is a universal language. We are out of order. we have a language which is artificial that we're using that is going against the divine intelligence. So the neural net, the brain grew the body, and the brain is connected to all the other brains in the body. And what we're seeing is the challenge is for the human mind. And what they're doing is using an artificial frequency to challenge us to go against our natural order. So that's why I was asking the question, because the cell phone is the tool, this is the weapon of mass destruction right now.
A very excellent point, because I know as a witness, the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning, pick up your phone, see what happened. I'm having a challenge. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I turn my phone off at night. And I had a couple of girlfriends tell me, well, you know, I have children. You don't have children. There's an emergency in the middle of the night. What did you do when there was no phone right there by your head? So I understand that, but I'm still turning my phone off at night because I want some rest. And if I don't, it will ping all night long, and I do not. You want your feelings hurt? Wake me up. Said all that to say this. What can we do about all of this AI, artificial intelligence, that we're bombarded with, since we know it's detrimental to the nervous system, all of the systems of the body?
So this is super tempting to go into, and unfortunately my scope of practice in physical therapy, this is kind of right at the limit of what I can say on my license. What I do tell patients is that I really don't believe that you can take care of the whole person without doing both, addressing both the brain and the body. So a lot of the times I will collaborate with other like mental health and behavioral health professionals, because some of this, you know, picking up our phone first thing in the morning can be considered an addiction, right? So then there are addiction specialists out there that are, you know, trained, and that's what they do all day, every day, to help us with those things. So I was tempting to go into it, and might have to hold back on this one.
Okay. I'm so glad you said addiction specialist, because there's a Dr. Matei, I can't remember his first name, but it's Dr. M-A-T-T-E, I believe it is, and I heard about him on this show, Viata Robinson, our...
Gabor Monte.
Yes. And she says, I met Josephine Baker, well, this is kind of taking us sideways here, but she says, I met Josephine Baker because I had to show that the female solution to what sometimes to leave the United States and go to another country to get some respect. I digress. I do that sometimes. I can do that. Anyway, I met Josephine Baker when my seventh grade French class went to France. She was running an orphanage, and she greeted us in a very casual house dress. She was like that. She was a mom. She loved to be a mom. I saw a couple of documentaries on her, and she was phenomenal. She was all about the children. She was not about herself, but from what I could see. So how did I get there? I just had to share that comment. That was powerful. Yes, Josephine Baker was some kind of special. How did I get off of that into, I was showing her comment. That's how that happened.
She sounds amazing. Thank you for highlighting her today.
Yeah, it's part of the female solution. It's who we are and what we do. And getting back to this AX, I almost want to say that I wish I was living back in Josephine Baker days. I probably wouldn't have made it, because that takes courage and strength to tell people to kiss you where the sun don't shine, and do what you do and do it very well. The fact that she could do it, but to bring that back around, we're not living in a natural state, so it's because of so much artificial intelligence, everything around us, all of the computers and the electronics, that has a tremendous effect. I'm no medical official here, but I just know from grandma's wit and common sense that anything outside of you that is not controlled, it will control you on the inside. So that is why we have the stress that we have, the breakdown of the nervous system. Am I heading in the right direction with this, Dr. CJ?
Call back to the switchboard. I got disconnected. Hello?
Oh, okay.
Look about.
Yeah, hold on. Still on the line.
If you're waiting for like your steps up while you're cooking, right? So if you're waiting for the microwave or you're waiting for something while you're cooking, you're already standing. You don't have to sit.
Okay. Oh, and that is just a wealth of information. As you can see, I'm doing the higher learning hip roll here this morning. Because I've been sitting for 2 hours now, and I need to be moving. And I know you've got a client coming in 10 minutes, so I know you need to prepare for that. So I would be greatly obliged if you would share with us your contact information or any closing tips for our listeners, viewers.
So keeping it moving. And something is better than nothing.
Keep it moving.
Yeah, so if we're thinking about learning our nervous system incredible. Mm. I'm just remembering to sit up tall and breathe. That would be my breakdown, I guess, of the nervous system and how to talk to it. Make sure, because the nervous system is revving high, and it's going to create tension in the body, which is going to increase pain.
Say that last part one more time.
So if the nervous system is revving high,
mm-hmm.
it's going to create an increased tension in the body.
Increased tension in the body.
Yeah.
Okay.
So muscle tension, fascial tension, the saran wrap that goes around the muscles. So by getting the nervous system to come down, using those loopholes we just talked about, that should help a lot.
Okay. So deep breathing, rhythm, deep breathing, deep breathing, rhythmic motion, and what else?
Self-care in whatever form makes sense to you.
Okay.
So any soul-giving activities.
Okay, good.
And I say activities, but it could be something super small, like getting up into meditation and saying hi to your plants.
Oh, I love that. Yes, and that way you commune with them and you can go back and give them, your patients, some energy from the plant. I love that. I look forward to seeing that wall finished too, because now I want one. Anything with plants, I love it. Oh, I love that. Oh, I love it. Because I was trying to figure out a way how to build that on a wall here with no space. So I don't think it's going to happen. So I'm just going to have to call you and look at yours.
Yeah, happy to help. I was looking at a bunch of different ones online, but I ended up settling on this.
I love that.
No, I know.
And I love the fact that you take the time to show us what you do for your self-care. Because you didn't have to, and I appreciate that. So contact information for our listeners who would like a free consultation.
You can text or call. I don't have front desk staff, so texting is probably easier.
Okay.
312-324-0953. I'm also on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I'm too old for Snapchat.
Okay.
I know we know about
school. 312-324-0953. Is that right?
Yes.
Dr. CJMIMEE. 312-324-0953. All right. There she is. And on social media, what do you say? Just look for you as Dr. CJ Mimi?
You can also look for Valona Health.
Oh, Valona Health, social media.
So valonahealth.com would be the website. And then if you're on social media, you can look for Valona Health there too.
Okay, Valona Health. Okay, so folks, that's where you can go right there, valonahealth.com. Thank you so very much, Dr. CJ Remy. You made my day. Yes, you have. Thank you so. Thank you so much. Tell the puppy, bye from a stranger.
Oh, she knows your voice.
Oh, does she? Oh, okay. Well, tell her I said, hey, come and see you sometime. Enjoy your day, and whatever you do, do it with a smile, because you've got a great one. So thank you so much, Dr. CJ.
Thank you.
All righty. Thank you. See you soon. All righty. Hope you enjoyed Dr. CJ. She is thebomb.com, and if you didn't get your questions answered, you can contact her at valonahealth.com, or you can call 312-324-0953. If you would like to make a comment, you need to push the button right now. If you're on the line, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak as we go back to the phone lines. Do we have any of your other questions or comments? Kwame Sunhorse, your line is still open if you want to speak. I know the line is open. 706-202?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Well,
greetings.
Just to remind you that the Higher Learning Network is always, always on the lookout for ways to help the homeless. And we have the Homeless Project here in which you can take part in by going to our Instagram page, hln.homeless.project, and there are ways that you can donate and get something for your money. We've had people donate things, and this is our way of raising money for the homeless because they need everything you got at home, they need it. So you might want to think about that. And we are also accepting Cash App or Zelle, and you can make a donation that way also. And also coming up this Saturday, it's the virtual Global Teen Talent Contest. And we showcase children, youth, who are living with purpose and passion and who have decided that they want to share their natural gifts, talents, and abilities with the family. That is this family here. So if you have children who have gifts, we want to showcase them, okay? And you can always get details about what's going on my blog on zeldaspeech.wordpress.com. Okay? Well, I hope you enjoyed the video. I hope there's something here that will help you with your challenge.
We've come to the end of our show today. But you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe, India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsamnida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Dziękuję, France, Merci, Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, geret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
HigherLearningNetwork.org. If you'd like to participate in continued stress relief. How about that? Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next Female Solution show. And just know they're always in the archives 24/7. Make it a great day. Namaste. Hotel. Shalom. And thanks for watching. Be sure and share this video. Appreciate it. Somebody needs to hear it. Somebody's in somewhere in some pain. You got the information, and it's your responsibility as a human being to share this information with others who need it. Thank you so much. In the words of the ancestors, love, peace, and integrity. Make it a great day. Thanks for watching. Peace. Namaste. Okay. Bye. All right. We are out of there. In episode.